Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Girls Wrestling, Oney Prestige. And some of your top performers over the course of this season, Fernanda Ramirez, a conference champion. Also, Jenny Ramirez has been really good at 145. And then Josie Jansen at 140. Just three of your top wrestlers for this team going into the biggest part of the year.
These are three girls that have really shown improvement over the year and over the summer and through the time. And a lot of times kids want to come in November or October and have a goal of reaching a state title. Well, you're just a three-month wrestler. These girls have put the time in the off-season. Okay, kids need breaks. At West Fork, we need boys and girls to be able to compete in four sports, finding ways to chip away, to get better. These three girls have done exactly that. We're really missing one of our major headstones, Presley Dickman. She's been battling through season ever since day one, some sickness. And when she is on the mat, the moments she's been on the mat this season, she's been just as dominant as I've ever seen her, if not more. So I know she's itching to be able to possibly get a chance to come back and compete at regionals.
Your biggest competition of the year, Friday at Osage Regionals. That's where your wrestlers get an opportunity to punch their ticket down to state. What that week looks like of preparation for your wrestlers during one of the hardest times of the year to stay healthy, and they put in so much work to this point, putting their best foot forward out there in that biggest event.
Short hard goes and watching film. We're going to go back to day one and spend so much. Even our young kids, not just our kids with 20-plus wins, but the ones who may have been struggling here at the end. We're going to go back and look at film from day one and actually break down. These are the moments you've put yourself in danger and or haven't capitalized. We can't teach our kids any more moves. I can't get them in any better shape. We're already there. We're the last. If we're not in shape right now, we're in trouble. So now I've got to really break down each individual kid to make sure that they all of them, not just one, not just two, but every single one of them are able to put themselves in a position to succeed.
Your brief thoughts on that regional up at Osage, some of the best girls wrestling programs from the area will be there along with your team. Just tackling a big day like that and taking it match by match and not being overwhelmed by the moment for your wrestlers looking to punch their ticket down to Coralville.
One of the biggest issues is we're so young. We have four wrestlers out of nine that have wrestled in a regional tournament before. I mean, you can do whatever you want in junior high and AAU and USA wrestling. That's one thing, and that's great. But being able, now that you're in high school, wrestling somebody much older or much younger than you, being able to be controlled, short mindset, win and lose, is going to be, the mental game is going to be one of the biggest problems that across the state, somebody's going to be left out around the state. Top three, top two, top 10. Somebody's going to be left home because their mind did not allow them to control the things that they can control.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Girls Wrestling, Oney Prestige, for joining us here on Radio On The Go.